Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Nun Tes, Baba Metzia 59a, pagination is 117. From the bottom of the page, let's go up about a fifth. The first word on the line is Tamid, and then we begin. Amar Rav Yehuda said, La'olam yei adam zayr b'tevua b'soch beso. A person should always make sure that there's grain in his house, that the family is provided for. She'emi riva metzuya b'soch beso shal adam, because strife occurs in the home of a person, ela al iske tevua, because there's not enough grain, there are not sufficient provisions. This is particularly true regarding the dynamics of a woman who has to, in turn, provide for the family. And if she doesn't have the tevua, worse than not being provided for is not being able to provide. Her altruism would create tremendous pain, and that's the description. Ein meriva metzuya b'soch beiso shel adam, it creates strife. So we have this idea that if a person provides generously, then he's able to achieve shalom bayis. He provides generously, so he achieves shalom bayis. The flip side is also true. If a person has shalom bayis, he could be blessed with the ability to provide generously, he'll become wealthy. Let's take a look at the Gemara 5 lines up from the bottom. The Amar Reb Chelbo. Reb Chelbo said, La'olam yei adam zoy bekavod ishto. A person should be careful to honor his wife. She'em bracha metzuya b'soch beiso shel adam. If you want to achieve blessing, the wherewithal to be generous, Ela b'shvil ishto, it comes from his wife, Shenemar, Ula'avram heitiv ba'avura, the king of Mitzrayim was good to Avram, gave him gifts. Because of her, because of Sarah. And that, the Gemara takes as a paradigm. That's how a man gets blessed. B'shvil ishto, because of his wife. So he's got to make sure to honor her. Through that, he'll be blessed. V'hayna da'amaluhu Rava levnei Mechuza. This is what Rava told the people of Mechuza, who were wealthy, who had wherewithal. They should make sure to use their assets in a wise way, so that they shouldn't lose them. Okiru l'nashaychu, make sure to honor your wives. Kehichu desis asru, so that you should be wealthy, you should preserve your wealth, you should become more wealthy. Honoring the wife brings wealth, brings the ability to be generous, just as the flip side, which we described from the previous Gemara, that a person's being generous can bring to shalom bayis. The Iyun Yaakov observes that this Gemara about honoring one's wife is related to the Gemara in Shabbos Samach Beis, which indicates that if a person has the wherewithal and does not give his wife jewelry, tachshitim, doesn't honor her properly, provide for her, that could be Mevi'im Lidei Anios, a catalyst for assets being diminished, because these two things are linked. Now, there's another Gemara on this daf, which we would be remiss if we didn't make note of, and that's the Gemara of the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar, and the Chachamim. There was a certain type of oven, Tanur Shal Achnoi, that was pieced together in a certain way. And whatever the Shaila exactly was, but Rabbi Eliezer said it's Tahar, and the Chachamim said it's Tamei. The Chachamim literally represented the sages of the generation, and Rabbi Eliezer, in order to prove his point, called upon heaven to show that that his reasoning was correct. And he said, I'm on the fifth line of Amud Beis, Im halacha kemosi, if the halacha is like me, a certain carob tree should move, and it moved. He said, the amas hamayim yochichu, the stream of water should prove my point, and the stream of water reversed direction. And then he said, kosle beis hamedrash yochichu, the walls of the beis medrash should prove my point, and they began to cave in. And it became clear that in heaven, they wanted to endorse Rabbi Eliezer's position, but the Chachamim, the sages of the generation, would not give in because of that. Based on the logic, Lo Bashamayim Hi, Torah is no longer in heaven, and it's up to the sages to become experts in the topic and to, with great integrity, rule as they understand it, which is the fulfillment of Torah. The Torah says that Acharei Rabim Lahatos, you should follow the majority. And the fact that Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning might be better endorsed doesn't change that we're supposed to follow Torah. And Torah says, follow the majority of such sages. The Gemara tells us, Ashkeche Rabbi Nosson le'Eliyahu. Rabbi Nosson found Eliyahu, Amale, and he said to him, My Ovid Kudsha Berichu Be'ahi Shaita. What is Hashem doing now? Imagine that. He gives us the Torah. He tells us to follow the Torah, which says, follow the majority. The majority rules in a certain way, but in heaven, apparently that's not what they would rule in such an unusual case of this oven that was pieced together. And Eliyahu relates, Amalei kachayich, Hashem is laughing, kavayachol. Va'omar, and he's saying, Nitzchuni bonai, Nitzchuni bonai, my children have bested me with great pride, that this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, that we should indeed rule as we understand it, even if in heaven they would have endorsed Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his introduction to Igros Moshe and the concept of psak, of issuing a ruling in each generation by the poskim, by the leading authorities, so he relates this to a Gemara in Menachos Dav Chav Tes, which says that when Moshe came up to receive the Torah, he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu kosher kisarim laosios, putting crowns on the letters of the Torah. And he asked him, Ribono Shalom, the master of the universe, Mima akiv al yadcha, who's forcing you to do that? Rav Moshe learns that this idea is related to the concept that the Osios HaTorah became malachim, they became kings, so to speak. Hashem endorsed them that we should follow Torah, and the Chachamim should compare case to case and follow the Torah without turning to Hashem and saying, so what should we rule in this case? We could ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya, we could ask Hashem to help us, but ultimately the ruling has to come from the human being in integrity and sanctity. In the words of Rav Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen es haTorah liYisrael, Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people, sheyasu, they should observe it, kifi sheyavinu es hakosov es hamosur, as they understand what's written and what's the tradition, lefi havanosam, as they understand it, v'yoser, lo yefarish v'lo yachri Hashem yisporach b'dinei haTorah, and Hashem will not express preferences. On a practical level, he's not going to say, you have to do like that sage. That's not Hashem's dominion, so to speak, anymore. As long as we are following Torah as it was given, to internalize it and rule accordingly. This is the pasuk, Ki lekach tov, Hashem took tov, which is Torah, nasati lochem, I gave it to you. Torasi al ta'azovu, don't forsake the Torah. Don't forsake your integrity to to Torah. You can't just deviate and do your own thing. But if a person has integrity to Torah, that's what Hashem wanted. In order to understand this a little better, I give the mashal of a principal who tells the students, you have to listen to your teacher. And the teacher may end up doing something in class that's not quite the way the principal would have done it himself, but he will still endorse the teacher. He'll still require that they respect the teacher, and he'll enforce, obviously, within reason, whatever the teacher does, because that's the dynamic of, I'm giving you the endorsement to go ahead and be a leader, so to speak. On a personal level, I had such an incident with my Rebbe when I was taking the Bechinas for Smicha. So on a particular issue, I ruled leniently. And my Rebbe looked at me quizzically, like, how could you rule leniently on that? And I said, I understand how someone might be strict, but I investigated and I examined, and I'm really convinced that it's permitted. And I saw from his smile, that's what he wanted, and that's how you pass the test. It's not an endeavor to be a clone of the mentor. It's that the student should indeed reach a point where they internalize the Torah and are able to convincingly, with integrity, reach a ruling that has its allegiance to Torah. That's this story that's related over here, that Hashem says, endorsable Rabbi Eliezer is the way we would go in heaven. But that's not what you're expected to do. You're expected indeed to follow the majority rule. And related to the mitzvahs, if a person didn't, that would be the case of Zaken Mamre, a person who's going against the ruling that was given. In the words of the Chinuch, we tell the Zaken Mamre, even if you're right, but that's not the way Torah works. Torah would prefer to follow the majority rule, even if they're in error, so that we can preserve the unity of Torah observance, and that we follow, as the Torah says to, the majority rule of authorized Torah scholars. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.